Für alle ein Fest. Zum Aldi-Tiefpreis. Diese Woche Wintertraumplätzchen XXL. 600 Gramm für nur 2,79 Euro. Oder meine Metzgerei Hähnchen-Minutenschnitzel. 400 Gramm für nur 3,59 Euro. Entdecke viele weitere festliche Angebote. Jetzt bei Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Welcome back, everybody, to another H3 VOD EXP. Let's go get him. Today we are talking about more Twitch controversy, and this is truly the Twitchageddon. So today we're talking about Zoe Spencer and Nina Lynn, who on camera assaulted a FaZe member's cameraman named Saeed, and it's kind of boiling over because these girls who committed what can really only be described as sexual assault, and this poor guy is really actually going through. The first thing I saw was his reaction. I was like, geez, what did they do to this guy? Because he seems really broken up about it. And after we show it all to you, spoiler alert, Twitch banned them for one day.
Oh.
Which...
So they got the proper punishment, huh?
One day? Let's watch it, and then we can kind of...
All right. Well, one of them was 2 days.
Why one, oh, two, okay. And one, one?
I don't know.
It's just that none of it makes sense. And like, this was such an easy dub. They're like, oh, sexual assault on camera, easy, permanent ban. But they managed to fuck that up.
Incredible stuff.
I don't understand.
Incredible stuff happening at Twitch.
So let's take a look. Give you a little background on one of the girls, Nina Lynn. This is the first clip I saw of her. Her retelling a story about how she tormented her brother, her little brother, to the point of traumatizing him for life. She sounds like
she sounds lovely.
She love sounds that. Like a party. Here it is. Enjoy.
Never been in a relationship, but I have relationship problems with my little brother, like really bad ones. I was trying to be like an older sister, and like mind you, I never met him for like 6 years since we were born. So I was like 8, he was 6. That's when we first met. And I was like, I have a little brother. I didn't know that. So we met up because I actually grew up in a foster house. And then I moved in with my real parents when I was 8.
So I'll say, it was very just to give her a little sympathy, growing up in foster care is one of the worst. It's just so tough. And that comes with so much emotional baggage and trauma. And God knows what happens to you foster. God knows what kind of shit happens to you in foster care.
Right.
And the feeling of abandonment. And then she was adopted by her parents when she was 8. How weird. It's just bizarre. So, I mean, I can only imagine that's would really fuck someone up. That being said, she seems to be a horrible person regardless.
That's when we first met. And I was like, I have a little brother. I didn't know that. So we met up because I actually grew up in a foster house. And then I moved in with my real parents when I was 8. It was very violent. The foster house I was in, I loved them. I loved the people who took care of me. They took very good care of me. But they were also very traditional, as in very old school, where everything was very physical. Like, you know, I've been beat.
Is that old school? I mean, I guess it depends how far. I mean, is that old school? She's like, everyone.
Yeah, I mean.
Everyone was constantly very violent.
Their kids a lot more than they do nowadays, for sure. I don't think universally, but.
It sounds like a nice euphemism for child abuse. It was.
Well, it is.
It's old timey.
Yeah, no, that is. Yeah.
It's just we get a little, we like to enforce our rules a little old school.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Well, I like to chain them up from the roof and throw darts at them. That sounds really bad.
Darts?
I don't know. I don't know what they used to do back then. I don't know what they did to her. Something really fucked up.
You know, obviously. Because in a foster house, I had 2 little younger brothers that weren't biological to me, but they were autistic. I would take care of them, and because they were spent, I would take care of them more. So when I had a brother that had all the chromosomes, I was like, you should be, like, okay. Like, you should.
Jesus Christ.
She has it backwards, right? Well, hold on. Autistic kids have all their chromosomes.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
No, she's using it as, like, an insult. I don't think she means literally.
Does she think that they had Down syndrome?
I think she thinks Down syndrome and autism are the same thing.
Are they? Are they, Dan?
To autism.
I'm just not sure if you're really asking or not.
Well, I don't know. I'm being educated by Nina.
They are not the same thing.
They're not the same.
They're very, very different, actually.
Not the same.
Completely
different
thing.
Got it. Got it.
Yep.
Thank you for explaining that to me.
You should not be acting sped. Like, you can't be, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta be like.
Let's not use the word sped.
He wanted a sister, right? But I was.
Wait, what was she said that this guy said don't use?
You can't be, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta be like.
Let's not use the word sped.
Oh, spaz?
Sped, special ed.
Oh, sped. See, I never heard that. For... I'm learning new derogatory stuff.
Mm. Yeah.
Great.
Oh.
I think that's what it stands for, right?
That makes sense.
Special ed.
I thought they said spaz, which I know is not. That's not a nice word.
Right, that's another one.
But I think that's what it sounded like to me, too.
Okay, sped. So don't say that.
Don't say
it. I guess not, no. Mm-hmm.
Did she do an arm movement as well? Like, could I...
You want to watch it? Do you think she did an arm movement when she said...
Oh, no.
I think
she's really old-timey.
Let me see.
So when I had a brother that had all the chromosomes, I was like, you should be like... Okay, like you should not be acting sped. Like you can't be, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's what that was.
Yeah, I have not seen that in years.
That is old timing.
She's too young
to
know that.
She did the thing. Like, I don't want to do it, but the thing where you bend your arm and hit your chest.
Yeah.
And then
you never seen that Tamara?
Well, no, I think that,
and then you
I think that's very out of phase, and I think it makes sense that Tamara has never seen that before.
How old are you?
Because that was like when I was in like.
No, can I do it?
I guess so. Just to make
you
sure
want me
what
to do it,
so people.
Yeah. So please do it. You. Do it. Yeah.
Well, this is not good tomorrow, but back in the day, kids,
don't do this.
They would make fun of people with, you know,
mental
disabilities,
right.
And do this repeatedly, and then they.
You never
make
seen
a
someone
sound.
Do that, and they make a sound like.
Literally never, ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a blessed life. Yeah, that is old school. Okay, girl, I see you.
You should not be acting sped. Like you can't be. You know what I'm saying? Like
that's crazy business.
Yeah, she's pretty wild.
Okay, and even the phase guys were like, "Yo, chill."
Right.
Let's not use the word sped.
This is not phase.
He wanted a sister.
Oh,
right?
Who's? Oh, it's not.
No.
Oh.
Are you sure?
Sorry,
because there's so many of them.
Yeah, sorry.
I feel like.
No, this is some like nectar or something.
Love knows.
Some
okay.
Interview
yeah.
show.
Yeah, fair right. enough. Fair enough.
Something like that. I don't know. I just know it's not phase.
Okay.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Fair Our enough. Boys would never.
I was like kind of rejecting him. I've always been beat growing up, so I was never taught the right way. It was always through action. So I was really aggressive, my younger brother, and he was like 6. So I beat him until he was like 15 or 13, all the way there. And like Child Protective Services came. We had to fly.
I was like, whoa.
From the people around her.
So, like, on one hand, I'm, like, sympathizing with her because she's like, I didn't understand. All I understood was violence. And I acted that out on my brother. So, on one hand, I'm like, okay. So, she's, like, acknowledging her trauma and how she acted it out on other people. But then the way she speaks about casually how CPS came gets, again, to a weird place.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, this is a short
all the way there,
clip, so
and like
far...
Child Protective Services came. We had to fly to China to evade the police and Child Protective Services because they're.
That's not regular. They flew to China to evade the police and Child Protective Services. Maybe I feel like probably don't share this story.
This might.
Right.
This is not what podcasting is. As a wise man once said.
Yes. Yes. And where's that wise man today?
It's doing great, I'm
He's
sure.
He's killing Alert. It. He's crushing it.
We put us in foster care. And we went to China for a month, came back. My dad almost got arrested because they thought it was my dad beating him. But it was actually me. And they all knew, but I wouldn't say anything. And I beat him more to not say anything to the police when they got interrogated.
This is
and then he got
shit to be.
I think it wasn't the physical beating.
That's like a very oversharing. Like, he used to beg me to stop, and I just kept beating him. He was covered in bruises so much that the police were called. The teacher thought he was being abused by my dad, but it wasn't. It
we
was
had to
me.
Flee the country.
Right. I understand what you're saying, too, about wanting to sympathize with her rough background, and that's definitely the case. But you're right. At least in this clip, the way that she's speaking about it, it doesn't sound like she's talking about it in a way that
she's not Something, expressing remorse.
She hasn't reckoned with it. It's more just, it's, yeah, exactly.
It's
There's
just
not remorse there.
A
it's
tale.
Just like, yeah, this is crazy. I did this crazy shit. Wow.
Isn't that
right?
Crazy, you guys?
Yeah.
So, wow. Who put this, who decided to make her famous?
I mean, you could ask that about a lot of people on the
True.
Internet.
True. I know she was on, she was on Drewski's show, Could Have Been Love, which is like an internet version of Flavor of Love.
She was like a reality star?
Did she have a name?
Her name, I was AP, which stood for Asian Persuasion.
Okay.
Keeping the tradition of Flavor of Love. And
right, no, no.
Names.
I mean, is that a real... They've kept that tradition, I suppose.
Yeah, and people loved her on the show. They
I feel
really
like she has a big personality and can be funny, I'm sensing. But just like when she starts actually talking about herself, it's scary. Yeah. I get scared.
And then when you see what she ended up doing, it's like, yeah. Obviously there's something, there's off. Something's off here.
Physical beating. That was
this part's crazy.
Anything, and I beat him more to not say anything to the police when they got interrogated. And then he got released. I think it wasn't the physical beating that was the worst part. It was the mental. Like, it really hindered him. It disabled him from, like, being able to express himself. It took me, like, 6 years to say sorry to him. So I feel like that's why, for me, I can't really be affectionate to a lot of people. Because
you beat up your brother?
I don't know how to.
Okay.
So I only know how to be loud and aggressive, right?
So, I mean, kind of tied it all together.
Yeah.
Although I'm sure, I think her brother's probably like, she's like, I am sorry about all that. He's like in a straight jacket from behind glass.
Oh, God.
He's like, no, that I
no,
really
that's cool. You could
it.
You could totally use this story to for clout on an internet dating show too. Please tell the whole world about
yes.
it. Beat the fuck out of me all the time.
Yeah, and I really appreciate the apology. No, don't worry about it. Poor guy. Jesus Christ.
Wild.
So that's kind of who we're dealing with here in Nina Lin. Now let's fast forward to the actual incident at hand. Interestingly, this incident actually happened about a year ago, but only now is it resurfacing and going viral. So here's the video that everybody's watching. There's a couple of them, and I'll be honest. I think the first part I can show you guys, the second part is actually, I don't know, can I show any of it? I don't know. The second part is definitely worse.
I think you show the beginning, just how they're like
the twerking part is... okay to show. I think probably the later part now.
So this dude Saeed is a cameraman for one of the FaZe guys.
Assistants
and
FaZe Siliki.
I don't know why they honed in on him, but they decided that they have to twerk on him no matter what. And here's the first part of it.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Saeed. Hey, come here. I got you.
The guys are saying he doesn't consent. Like, people are trying to stop him. Once the word consent comes up, you should like be like,
check yourself.
Yeah. Oh, maybe I'm going too far. He doesn't.
Yeah.
You know, that should slap you out
yeah,
of.
That should be a red flag. Whatever you're doing.
He doesn't consent. So anyway.
I don't think he wants to.
Yeah, stay right there.
Now, if this was it, that would be extremely disrespectful and, I mean, potentially even assault.
It's already really bad.
If you swap
the genders, like, I don't think anybody would even question, like, a bunch of guys grabbing a girl and, like, rubbing themselves on her.
Yeah.
That would look crazy. I mean, they'd be in jail, probably. Right? I mean, they'd probably be in jail.
Potentially. But yeah, this one is already quite bad, and the others that I
gets
don't think
much
we're going to show you is significantly worse.
Yeah, so this is the first part.
Right there, stay right there.
So you can see Nina has Saeed in a headlock, reminiscent of how she abused her little brother, as the other girl, Zoe Spencer, has her way with him.
Hold on, sit down.
Yo.
Okay, sit down.
Okay, so they're like, okay, very funny, guys. You know,
right?
You did your thing. Let's all move on. They put him back in his seat.
Mommy and I won't.
That is not the end, my friends.
Hey, do not.
And I feel like a lot of people haven't seen the second part. They've only seen the first part.
Mm-hmm.
The second part, I'm not going to show you guys. Let me pull it up, though. But I will describe it as I'm watching it.
You could show the beginning, I think.
Maybe. So here they are now. They weren't content to hold him down in a headlock and twerk on him. They've now decided to carry him out by his hands and legs, like they're about to throw him overboard or some shit, and drag him into a room where they plan to step up their assault.
Oh, yeah, this
might
be a nice two man.
No, Silky! Silky! Silky!
No!
No! Now they got it.
Take all this off.
Okay, so I'll you can take it off now. So they continue
take it off.
To take his pants off, I believe, hey, is what they're
cameras,
doing. Taking all his clothes off. I don't know
they
if
try.
He gets,
they
yeah, they try.
Come on, bitch. No,
so he's laying on the bed. I mean, kind of. He's like in fetal position, kind of crawled up into a ball.
It's a nice bag.
Oh God! Now she's.
Yo, how much does cost? Turn
around. She's trying to take his pants off. He's saying no.
And they're going through his bag.
Oh, she's going through his. Why is she going through his bag?
That's the other guy's bag. But yeah, I don't know.
Oh, the guy his assistant.
Zoe, he's not consenting.
So once again, this guy's trying to put a stop to it. He is not consenting for the second time, urging them to stop. Everyone's kind of smiling and laughing, but I don't think it's like, I think everybody's a little concerned here.
That's Faye Silky, the one that's stopping it.
And he's trying.
He's trying, yeah. And Syed said he's thankful that he was there.
Yeah, I will say, I mean, short
he's
of like
seeing that how uncomfortable he is, he's trying to stand
up. He's trying.
He's trying to stand up for him.
He's
yeah.
making an honest effort to stop it.
Yeah.
It's a very strange situation. Like it's hard to be like
awkward
to know
too.
Exactly
they all know they're
live,
and so yeah. like they want to like I don't know. Yeah, it not an enviable position to be.
He's smiling, laughing throughout it, which I can see a lot of people using as a means to defend the girls. But it's clearly
he's uncomfortable.
It's clearly an awkward and uncomfortable.
Yeah.
A situation he's dealing
pretty common
with.
Reaction when people get in a stress situation like that.
And I wish people would even stop trying to make that idiotic argument, because we all know that. It's like, yeah, you can smile and laugh when you're not having fun. That happens sometimes.
Yo, that's my bag, bro.
It's condoms.
No.
Can I have it?
No, she's looking for condoms.
Condoms? Wait, Nina, get the condom out of the bag. What? You're having a condom. You're having a condom.
Now, why are they getting so amped up about this? Like, what did this poor guy, Saeed, do to deserve this? They're so dedicated to it. You could show this. This guy is just in disbelief. The other guy, they're tearing open his bag. This dude's calmly recording. You got to catch the action, you know? Props to the cameraman. There's a subreddit for that, Dan, if you don't know.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a good sub.
So he's doing his... He's just, you know... He's not there to ask questions.
Yo. Class, bro.
Yo.
All right, come on, Saeed. Let's go. Let's go, Saeed.
Dude, move on. It's not even, like, funny anymore. Yeah. Not that it ever was, but, like, the bit has run its course.
Yo, what is happening? Yo.
Class, bro.
Yo.
All right, come on, Saeed.
So she's... Nina's going back to Saeed.
Come on, make Zoe happy. Look how sad Zoe is. Zoe's sad. Come on.
I'm not gonna let you go again. No. I'm not 48 of him. He's not consenting.
Zoe.
So his buddy actually is now stepping in physically, standing between them, which is, again, he seems like a good guy. He's trying his an honest effort here to defuse this.
What?
Yeah.
Now Zoe's back. Still twerking on him. He's running away.
Yo!
Golly, just leave this poor kid alone. What the hell? Wait, she's laying on him now? Why are they terrorizing him?
I wish I knew the context of this, but this reminds me when I was in high school and everyone knew I was the Muslim kid. I didn't drink or anything, and they would always do fucked up shit to be like, try to get me to drink. I'll
sneak it in your shit?
No. But like, I'll take off my shirt if you take a drink, or I'll do that. It's just creepy stuff.
Peer pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here he is, went back to his seat, and then this is Zoe laying on him.
Straddling him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is just going on way too long. This is just like a prolonged assault at this point. This is like going on way longer.
Even the chat isn't with it.
This is maybe the most well documented.
What the fuck is she doing? What the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck? One guy is like W. Okay.
W.
We'll ignore that one. But for the most part, they seem pretty appalled by what they're seeing.
This might be one of the most well documented assaults of all time. There's like 8 different camera angles.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Actually, well, yeah, that's true. I was going to say, Emeru, but that's not even true. There's only one angle in that one.
Yeah. Right.
So, no.
So what is
this,
like, orgies all around me?
What the fuck?
Oh, my God. Get up.
Zoe, kill her. Huh? Zoe.
Oh, no. Chill. You okay?
It's also tricky because you don't want to be...
They're calling her Diddy in the chat. I just saw.
They're calling her Diddy?
Yeah.
It's tricky also because you don't want to be, you know, you want to help your friend, but also don't want to be too handsy with the girls as well. So it's like...
It's a very difficult spot for him.
And again... All happening live in front of thousands of people. Like, I don't envy anybody that's trying to, like, diffuse the situation.
I just don't know why they keep going. What I'm assuming the setup is they found out, like, he's a virgin or something.
I think I heard them mention that at the beginning. Well, that's why I was... The twerking clip.
That's why I wrote up my own story, because I was saying he's... I'm guessing he's Muslim based on his name.
Yeah.
And he probably has that reputation of being the
goody-goody.
Right,
right. He's not going to sleep with anybody until marriage.
Right.
Yeah, it's something like, oh, he's a prude. He's never had sex or he's religious. Let's fucking rip him for a gag.
For a goof.
Where's the condom? I mean, she was asking for a condom at one point. Now.
Yeah, no, it was going way
when they had him locked down on the bedroom, someone was asking for a condom.
Way too far.
I mean, it's hard to say that that's a joke at this point.
Yeah.
Impossible, frankly.
Yeah. Who's that's yours?
Sorry.
Oh, that's mine.
He grabbed me.
No, he's funny, bro. You okay?
You okay?
Yeah, okay. You want some water?
Huh?
You want some water?
Okay.
How are you so okay? Damn, you really unstoppable.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that was happening, gang.
You good?
He probably feels super humiliated right now and embarrassed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody's playing like, are you okay? Are you trying to get water? And he's humiliated. He's like, no, I'm fine. You know?
Probably just want everybody to leave you alone at that point. Mm-hmm. Stop focusing on me.
I mean, it's embarrassing just being there, but knowing that you're online. It's
true, yeah. Yeah. Got a camera in your face.
You want to massage me?
She's insane.
I never see him like
he that. Direct. He's sad. He said, you look good.
Why you look like that?
I can't
cheat on him.
No, wait, what?
What?
Wait, what? He's
so, anyway, that's kind of the heart of what happened there. And then, so at the time, nothing happened, although it seems like it didn't go viral, but there was a lot of people expressing concern, even in face chat, right? Which isn't known for being the most, let's say,
woke,
feminist.
Yeah, fair.
Theory, mm-hmm. Right? Yeah,
probably not.
First thing I'm going to say in this video is I'm not a pedophile.
I'm waiting for a phase woke, the chosen one.
Phase woke, baby.
Facts are facts.
The Matthew.
Facts.
Well, I think it's FaZe Banks who starts now. I don't know if you know this, but he starts every sentence with this.
First thing I'm going to say in this video is I'm not a pedophile.
Every time he starts a sentence, he starts it like that. And it's true. Like, dude, it's okay. You can move on.
Facts?
Facts.
Facts?
Facts. Facts.
Facts are facts.
Facts are facts.
Facts?
Facts. So Saeed recently came out and spoke on the situation, first in a tweet. And as I was saying, I don't know if I was clear, but they were not punished at the time, and it didn't really become a big story until right now for some reason. So here, Saeed recently spoke about the situation. I've been vocal about the situation originally, and nobody cared. Took me a lot to talk about it again. And for the third time, it has hurt me once again, where it'll take me time to heal from it again. I've been invalidated by other parties, which don't realize what it did. So he's expressing on Twitter his dissatisfaction with what happened, put it mildly. But on the video, you can really see the impact it had on him. Here he is now talking about it. And this part really made me feel for the guy.
I did want it to, like, them being banned is not really anything to me because at the end of the day, like, sexual assault is a crime. And people that say that it's not sexual assault, I don't know what you think sexual assault is or anything like that. But I don't know what to tell you. Like, as a person that's literally dealt with sexual assault previously, it has taken a lot, like a large total on my head. I've dealt with something like this before.
I didn't catch that the first time. He's saying he's been sexually assaulted before.
Is that what he said? Hold on.
I don't know what to tell you.
He might be referring to this incident.
Right here.
dealt with sexual assault previously.
Yeah, he says, as a person, I've previously dealt with sexual assault. So this poor guy is probably picking up more trauma for him.
Yeah. No wonder he looks so uncomfortable.
Like a large total on my head. I've dealt with something like this before. And I didn't want to... when I dealt with it originally, I was working at a job. And it was a gym. And I told my boss about it. And all he did was make jokes about it. And I tried to talk about it a lot more. And I didn't want to tell my parents. And it did affect me a lot. And this situation did bring back those memories. And that day I was alone and I just didn't want to, like, I just sat there and thought to myself over and over again. And even this morning, I did wake up. I mean, I'm grateful for having friends and stuff like that. And they did reach out to me just to make sure I'm okay. But it did take a lot out of me to sit down and talk about this. Like, people that blame other like streamers for not doing anything, they did do stuff. I've had conversations with multiple other streamers, and they did offer me solutions. And I didn't take them because I just didn't think the outcome would happen.
Yes, sounds really bad.
Oh, that is depressing.
It sounds like he went through something really terrible previously. That hey, feel bad for the guy.
Me too. Yeah,
I mean, even now, I saw a clip of a streamer saying, like, as a man, you just got to deal with that shit. Like, I couldn't believe it.
It's insane. That's bananas.
Yeah, it's fucked.
And not to get ahead of myself, but that's what one of the two girls was saying too. Right.
I mean, this is very much linked to, this is the same type of shit when like a high school teacher, woman has sex with a bunch of like underage boys and everyone's like, there's a South Park episode about it. Like, nice.
Nice, dude.
Epic, yeah, I mean, bro. Even
nice, dude. I would have loved that when I was 14. Epic.
There was that Adam Sandler movie that he tried to hide. That's My Boy. Where like he, as a kid, he sleeps with his teacher. And like they get busted having sex like behind the curtain in the whole school season. Everyone gets up and starts cheering, and he becomes a celebrity because of it. He becomes a rock star basically because he slept with his teacher when he was like 12. It was crazy.
That's fucking epic.
I was waiting for you to explain the twist where later it ends up ruining his life, but it sounds like it's just
he
epic.
He became president.
He just like he went through the struggles of a child star. That was it.
Like, what a bizarre.
Okay. Yeah.
They try and bury this movie.
It's hard to find.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's hard to find.
Yeah.
Adam's proudest moment, eh?
Deeply fucked up.
Andy Samberg's in it. It's a star-studded cast, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
It's giving Tiptoes.
It kind of.
Yeah, right.
The thing is, people think they would have enjoyed being assault.
Obviously,
I mean, had
like,
sex with their
The reality
their teacher,
of it is totally.
The truth is that even if you think you would have enjoyed it, the mental space, the keeping of the secrets, feelings of guilt and shame, and also just the way that it's going to affect all your relationship going forward is going to fuck you up. And I think most people, as they become adults, realize how fucked up it was, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Even if at the time you're like, this is epic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not really cool. They're an adult. And I mean, a teacher is even in an even more sacred position as a guardian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's even worse, you know, for that. But anyway, Zoe apologized for this back in May right after it happened. Let's see what she said about it. Sponsored by Steak, by the way.
It's probably not her sponsor. It's probably the person who posted the
clip. Oh, the Clippers?
The person who posted it.
Those Clippers are on their shit.
It was hard to find a good re-upload of her.
Well, shout out Steak, I guess, then.
Yeah.
They're making it happen.
To make him feel uncomfortable whatsoever. And I know that I definitely crossed the line with everything. I was just trying to be funny, and I was just trying to make a moment for the stream. And I see that what I did came off all wrong, and it's on me.
Did she add the music?
No.
No.
Okay. So the music's bizarre.
For that. I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm perfect, because I'm not perfect. At all. This whole streaming thing, everything just moved fast. I blew up fast, and I'm still learning how I'm still learning how to navigate through everything with all of this attention.
So how do we rate that as far as apologies go? Probably like maybe a D.
Maybe I think it's good she acknowledged it.
I mean, she acknowledged she did something wrong.
Yeah. But she blamed it on
But it was very much like self-centered, where it's like, I'm learning, I'm new to this, I'm trying to learn.
It was a prank.
His pain, his trauma was very much put on the side.
Too many excuses for my cup of tea.
That's why I gave her a D, because at least she acknowledged she did something wrong. I maybe a D minus. I'll give her a D.
All right.
I'll give her a D. That's not a good, that's not a passing grade for the record.
No.
Far from it. I'll give her a D minus, love.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
we'll round it down.
Yeah,
love's right.
Yes.
Nate, you're not even here. Well, how are you taking sides?
Well,
you're not even in the office, bro.
I just heard him. What do you mean?
All right.
Nate, you're not even here. Stop.
How to get it together, Ethan.
But so that was Zoe. Now, Nina, the torturer, as we learned, initially responded to the backlash by saying it was actually embarrassing for Saeed, which is, evil, horrible, the worst thing you could say, pretty much. Nina Lynn is facing a major backlash. This is recently, for claiming she didn't essay Silky's assistant, Saeed, and saying it's embarrassing to get insulted as a guy. Old footage and recent comments made by Saeed show that he was clearly uncomfortable, to say it mildly. So this is actually particularly interesting because it sounds like while this one girl, Zoe, made some effort to apologize when it happened, Nina has ignored it until now when it went viral, and her response is actually it's embarrassing for him.
Yeah,
and she's had time to think about it.
It's true. Comparison to this, like at least she did take accountability. There's
this
something
is like,
I shouldn't be too harsh about it.
No,
comparison
you
to
should
this,
be
it
harsh
does.
About it. It was terrible.
Yeah.
But this is an F. But it sounds like Nina's making her look like Christ the Redeemer by comparison.
Yeah, love's right.
Yeah.
Okay, enough, sure. Nate. You don't even know what we're watching.
No, Nate's right.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear what Nina had to say about this. And reminder, this is a year she had to think about it.
If he says, I feel like you did some shit wrong.
No, so the whole Saeed thing, no one essayed Saeed. That's why today I was actually looking for Saeed. I was going to talk to him because he definitely felt disrespected as a person. Me, I take accountability for what I do. If you dead ass felt disrespected, I didn't know. So you got to let me know. If you did, I will always apologize. I mean, that's just normal people. But for him to walk around and say all that crazy shit, you never think about what Saeed's thinking too, though. Like, who wants to walk around being called that? That's embarrassing for him as a guy.
Did they see Saeed today?
Oh my God.
So she's saying that she was protecting him by not acknowledging it, I think she's trying to say.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, who wants... But then she also said, first of all, he wasn't sexually assaulted.
Right.
But also, I'm intentionally not bringing it up so people don't say he was sexually assaulted. I mean, it's a little fucking wacky. This girl is dangerous. She is really, really, really damn... Yeah. I don't know, man.
I was looking everywhere for him.
How did you try to patch that up?
I think he came out.
No, he was here. But I didn't see him at all. I saw him one time and he disappeared.
No, the moment I came by, he was...
Okay, so she said... It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing for him.
Yeah.
She got a lot of shit. And then so she spoke about it again on stream.
Now, this started to get picked up by big people like XQC and Asmongold. Both made a video about this talking about how horrible it was. And and in reaction even to Twitch looking at this footage and being like, one day ban? Why do anything? Why even like get involved? It's such a negligent, insane punishment. They would have been better off pretending like they didn't even know what happened.
Right.
Yeah, that clip, to my understanding, and at least in my experience, was the first clip I saw, basically. So if she didn't say that, she would have probably gotten away with all of it without any
public
scrutiny.
Was that what sparked the new...
At least to me and I think to a lot of people.
Interesting.
The clip was going around, but then her response definitely boosted it everywhere. That clip that we just watched.
I mean, listen, it was enough of a thing that people here were still asking her about it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So now that she's on the record saying I was actually protecting him by not saying anything about it because it's embarrassing for a guy to be essayed. Also, nobody was essayed. So she got, I assume, a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And now she has a different opinion about it, which I'm sure is super genuine and not to do with the fact that she's being clowned on, put it mildly.
Canceled.
Yeah.
Everyone else who is talking about me right now, whoever creator, whatever streamer, I truly could give a fuck. I don't care. Okay, anything they say, I don't care.
Is this the apology?
Great start.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's you don't get your nails done when you give an apology?
I mean, multitask. Girl boss.
Yeah, to be fair, you're just sitting there the whole time.
You gotta multitask.
Pop out an apology real quick.
What happened is between me and him, I will literally talk to him, and if he doesn't want to talk, that's completely fine. Whatever happens, I'm only worried about him. I'm worried if he's okay and if his mental is okay. That's it.
Now you are. Like, now you are. Forgive me for not taking you 100% seriously on that one, though.
Yeah.
It was him. And it wasn't me or nothing. So I'm not really over here being like, but what about me? It's like, Chad, I'm always be all right, bro. Trust me. But I want to make sure he's okay. Dead ass. Because he's been very nice. He's always been very nice to me, you know? Who are we talking about? Guys, we're talking about Saeed. And this situation, what I'm talking about, has nothing to do with YBG and none of that. So I don't want to hear his name, but it only has to do with me and Saeed. And listen, I'm old enough to own up to what I did wrong. And during the situation, I genuinely 100% thought it was a joke. I just thought he was laughing. So I'm like, oh, like, we all just laughing and geeking. But yeah, I see. It is wrong. It is really, really wrong.
So like 2 days before, she's like, first of all, nobody was... There was nothing happened, just right. So you know. But now, all of a sudden, okay, all right.
Wrong, you know, he clearly was uncomfortable with it, you know, and he was very hurt by it, so that's all that we know.
She seems really torn up about it.
Yeah, real.
I got mad love for Saeed. Like, no matter how much or what he says about me, I do got mad love for Saeed, and...
No matter how much he says about me, I mean, he's just saying what happened. You know,
God,
like what?
Oh,
he's not even out there like talking shit about you. He's just like traumatized.
But great, I said this 3 times already. He's been nothing but a good person to be around. Always welcoming, even after the situation. Every time he see me, like, hey Nina, how you doing? I always go, hey Saeed, how are you? Like, it's like seeing an old friend.
Yeah, he does seem like a really nice guy.
Yeah, why'd you
do
that?
Which is kind of what made him vulnerable to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, Nina, great. She said sorry somewhere in there.
Somewhere in there, kind of.
She literally didn't.
She said she felt bad for something. She didn't specify.
Right, yeah.
You know? I mean, and she did take time out of
out of her Manny session, yeah.
Which is big. That's important
it's
time.
That looked like a nice nail salon. It's hard to get an appointment sometimes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You want to sit there and enjoy your time. You don't want to talk about like the time you sexually assaulted someone.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if I mean props.
Props where we can get
being
it.
Being sarcastic, by the way, to all the...
Yeah, I picked up on that.
To all my friends who need that clarified. So, later that day, Saeed tweets, thank you, and he still plans on making a response. Okay, let's hear what he had to say.
So this was
literally
just
thank you.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said.
Well, is that in response to somebody?
So this was this. I wasn't sure because maybe he was just saying this.
I
was
think probably just for the general amount.
Yeah, I don't think he's thanking her.
No, I don't think he's thanking her.
I think he's happy that people are actually hearing him.
Yeah, and taking it seriously.
So he said thank you. Still be making a statement later.
Okay.
Here's the top comment, by the way. Ski God, gotta be gay. N-word grossed out by getting twerked on. Generation Fruitcake, shake my head.
Jesus.
Wow. Cool guy.
W okay. Nina, W Zoe. He's still saying, bro, you gotta fucking get a grip.
Wow. All right.
That's crazy business.
Thanks for proving what he said.
Yeah, yeah exactly. Dude,
that's crazy.
Dumb.
You didn't have to say anything, honestly, bro. You could have just
probably shouldn't have.
So XQC now reacts to it and demands Twitch bans Zoe and Nina.
Is
which
this
seems like
pre or post ban?
I believe this one is pre ban.
Banning them would be the obvious outcome of something like that, right?
Sure.
Like, you know.
Other says, I should have seen. Is it Jim?
Oh, I thought that was the clip.
I thought that was a clip too.
Okay, so yeah, no. He has a lot to say about this. You gotta listen closely though.
Video. It's like a cartoon when a nigga starts throwing ass. Chat, but now reverse the roles. Hold on now. Okay. Some girl is cornered, okay? And then some guy pulls out his fucking schmeedy long sausage, okay? And
Jesus.
He starts to foreplaying. Oh, now I'm weird. Oh, now Chad says, whoa, whoa, whoa. Now Chad thinks I'm weird for saying that. Something happens, I reverse the roles, now I'm the one that's weird. I didn't even say anything. I didn't do nothing.
It's a decent point, except well, they didn't pull their genitals. Yeah, out. It's not quite the equivalent, like, but I get his point.
Maybe
the
roles just reversed. Like showing your underwear, like your dick in your underwear, you could still rub it on them.
A dick in briefs?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I wouldn't describe
that. I wouldn't describe
like meaty, whatever the fuck you said. If it was still
meaty schlong, I think.
Meaty schlong. Listen, I think his point is
he meant just talking for himself. Yeah, I get what he was saying. Roles reversed.
He gets a pass.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Love's right.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thanks, man.
You know. So XQC's on Twitch about it, which is good. And so after this and a bunch of uproar, both creators on October 24th were suspended. Zoe for 24 because she made like a deep apology, and Nina for 48 because she made an F apology.
Oh, I see.
Interesting.
It sounds like. Why the first of all, they both did the same thing. Why would one get more than the other? Okay, first.
That I don't know.
Second of all, I really would like to know who made this decision and why. Let's hear an explanation here.
Like you said, they would have looked better doing nothing and just pleading ignorance.
Yeah, because
by
now they're like
coming down on
it,
but so softly, well, it's like that's like a statement.
We saw it, and we don't think it's that bad.
Yeah, we think it's deserving of a day ban.
Well, it really was a lot of other creators. As much as I hate to give him credit, Asmongold was like, I'm going to write to them and like I'm going to have in writing that I reported this to, you know, really put pressure on them to do something about it.
Mm-hmm. Saeed responds to their ban by saying, this is just unreal. I mean, it's just a slap in the face, honestly, because like nothing happening would have been better. Because again, this is just sanctioned by Twitch now. You can sexually assault someone and get a 1-day ban on Twitch. That's fucking nuts. So yeah, Saeed said this is unreal, which it is,
mm-hmm.
Right? Nina's back with another apology.
Oh, revision?
Uh-oh. Okay, this is her third.
Exactly what situation I'm talking about.
This is her third try.
Third attempt. Okay, here we go.
First one was.
I have a good feeling about this one.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't really have a reason to think that, but it's just a gut. Yeah, third time's the charm. Tomorrow's right.
The first time she said nobody was essayed, and it's cringe for him to. For him.
Yeah.
The second time she says, I'm kind of sorry.
Well, that she felt bad for him.
I feel bad. And then this is the third one.
This whole thing just made me realize, bro, that I gotta do better. I gotta do better as a person. I got people supporting me. I got people looking up to me, and I gotta do better, bro. And if things happen, you know, instead of just wondering if it's really wrong or not, I'm just gonna go up there and say, yo, bro, that was my fault. And
so
I'm
she's kind of hedging. She goes, listen, I don't even want to comment if it was right or not what I did. I'm just going to be the bigger person and apologize. I mean, that's actually worse than the second one.
Yes.
This is a step backwards.
We've gone backwards here. She's saying, I've realized I just need to apologize and not worry about it. It doesn't really matter if I did anything.
Sounds like she doesn't think she did anything wrong. Because she's like, whether I did anything wrong or not, I just...
Yeah, it sounds like she's cynically saying, I realize I should just say sorry and people get off my back.
Yes.
I don't think I don't think it's cynical. I think it's out of ignorance. I don't think she understands what she's saying. Maybe I'm being giving her too much credit, but I just don't think she can really... I think there's another issue here than cynical, but...
Stupidity? Is that the implication?
I like to say ignorance.
Okay.
Probably relating to human, the other human emotions.
And I'm not giving her any credit or anything. Just observation.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. I mean, regardless, though, it's pretty clear that it has not sunk in that what she did is something... worth apologizing for.
Let's hear those.
She understands that she should apologize to it, but not why.
We're just barely got started. Let's see what else.
Okay, yeah.
But at the same time, we're gonna give the boy some room. Reached out to him personally, done everything. I've apologized, you know, as sincerely as I can.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm not the hippest guy, especially when it comes to fashion. But is this is she participating in some sort of contest or meme where she's wearing that, or is her outfit just a trash
Looks
bag?
Looks like she's in the splash zone.
Yeah, I mean, it might be that she's doing an event, but also maybe this is just.
Is that high
fashion?
Yeah,
I'm not sure. I don't know. She could be like at Universal or something.
Yeah, maybe.
It looks like
SeaWorld at night.
Mugatu's like trash.
Right, yeah, it's very Mugatu.
I totally get it, bro. That's exactly what I want for him as well, too, because that's probably more comfortable for him, you know? Whatever's more comfortable, honestly. Hope he's doing okay. Shout out to you, Saeed. Generally sorry about
everything.
Shout out to you, Saeed.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? God. Ignorance.
Do not shout Saeed out.
Yeah.
He does not want you
he
to
He doesn't
shout
want to hear
out.
From
he
you.
Just, the hell, dude?
Yeah.
Everything I've done to you. And I'm always open to talk. If you don't want to talk, up to you.
He doesn't want to talk.
No.
I'm saying I don't want to force you to do nothing. And shout out to everyone that's supporting him right now. Even though
she's in a sumo. Oh,
okay, she's in a sumo outfit. Yeah. Okay, all right. Yeah. Okay.
Also, interesting. Also, an opportune time to make a heartfelt apology.
In a sumo wrestling inflatable outfit. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's good.
I like that.
If they're coming after me, I don't give a fuck. Oh. I think it's good. I think he has a good support system. I think he should have that. You know what I mean? And I'm glad that now he's finally vocal about it. I'll be honest. I truly, truly had no clue. Bro, no joke.
That's not true because the other girl apologized like a year ago when it happened. So
maybe they're not that tight.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe.
I had no clue. But now that I know, we got to fix the issue. You know what I mean? It's not even about content. It's not about how people think about me. I'm not. I never give a fuck what people think about me. From the day I did social media to now, I never give a fuck what no one think about me, bro. Genuinely, bro. Genuinely, this is not for content.
I don't believe her.
But it's not for content.
I don't believe her at all. I think you're very insecure.
And what?
Dude, it's like, bro.
What do you stream? What does she think that she's doing this for, if not for content?
This apology is not for content. This is an aside.
I see.
Then me saying this shit is not to get bonus points, bitch. Genuinely.
Well, don't worry about that, because you're not.
Yeah, no.
You're not getting any bonus points from anyone for this one here.
I hope he's doing okay.
Shout out to Saeed. Shout out to my victims.
It's like, bro.
Imagine, like, Bill Cosby shouting out one of his victims.
Yeah, shout out.
Shout out. Sorry, she's okay. She has a great support system.
Sorry that happened to you. Glad you're doing better.
I didn't know.
Shout out.
Is he still alive? He's still alive.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, and out of jail, right?
Yeah, he got out a while ago.
During COVID, right?
On like a technicality, right?
Yeah, his case got thrown out on some weird
stupid. He's got to be in his 90s
thing, yeah.
Oh, he's 88. Fuck.
Shout out.
With the toothpaste and the cocktails with the pills in it. Sorry. That's not a good impression.
Nah, we ain't doing that.
Sorry. So, follow up here. Uh-oh. There's more.
Oh, no.
A resurfaced clip now shows Nina sexually assaulting another creator.
No.
This guy's Toast. Now, at first I saw this clip, but what really made it put it into context for me was his explanation for it. I'm going to play this first because I feel like it really peppers the video. So, here's what Disguised Toast said about the clip we're about to watch. This clip is going around with recent convo, so I'll address it. I was trying to get a massage from the physical therapist when Nita, an IRL streamer I have never met, pushed aside the therapist and started grabbing my ass while I was already laid on the table. I felt pressure to go along with it because three IRL streamer cameras pointed at my face, and also being at a sponsored event, I did not want to escalate the situation. I was extremely uncomfortable the whole time. Definitely should have said something in the moment and regret not doing so. And honestly, a little ashamed of myself for not speaking up because I just know if I ever spoke about it again in the future, people will just say, well, you should have stopped it then. So now that we've seen his explanation, chiefly that he doesn't even know who the fuck she is, and she elbowed out the actual
massage therapist.
Yeah. And so here, let's watch.
You ready up?
The fact ready? He doesn't know her is wild.
No. You ready, Emma? You ready?
Yeah, go ahead, Nina. All
right.
Okay, bro.
Hello. How's she feeling on the butter?
Okay, girl.
No, Nina. Wow, you have the best masseuse, Toast.
Good.
Wow, she is so bold. You love to see it.
All right.
So bold, so bold.
Why are you touching him? You don't even know him.
Yep, yep, keep it up.
It's crazy.
Yep, yep, yep.
She's, and it's like never enough.
Good job, man. No.
So that's what's going on with Nina.
Nina. She should have her hands cut off.
Whoa.
Jesus.
The that's fuck? Pretty. That's that's all very punitive, Tamara. You believe she should have both hands removed?
That's what they would have done in like Tudor times.
So I mean, in summary, these ladies have done some really terrible things, and also Twitch seems to think it's not that big of a deal. We've also passed judgment here. Tamara has decreed that we shall remove the hands of Nina. Is there any other body parts you'd like to remove, or is it just the hands?
She cannot keep her paws under control.
So we'll cut them off.
Well, before we go too far down that road, can I propose that there may be a middle ground between a 24-hour suspension from the platform and amputation?
Oh, you're they're, talking they're, about... Hold on. You're
in terms of punishment, I feel like there's a lot of ground to cover between
you're talking
the two
about
extremes.
Just cutting his her fingers off.
Yeah, you know,
30
I think
hours and fingers.
Fingers off.
I think we can cut the cutting altogether.
No
decapitating. Just cut out the cutting.
How about this? How about we cut the hands off for 24 hours?
But I don't know that works.
No, Zach is.
There's hand guys.
An interesting new option.
Okay, how about this? There's she hand has surgery. To pretend like she has no hands for a week. She has to hide her hands and feels have no it. Hands for a week, so she knows what it's like.
I see where you're going.
To get her hands cut off and not
you
have
lost
them.
Me.
I don't know because
I'm just trying to be like I'm trying to be humanistic.
No. I understand where you're going.
She got to do like this for like a week.
Right.
Well, in that disguised toast situation. She doesn't need hands. I mean, she could jump on them. You know, she could do something with her feet, too. Cut her.
Perhaps we could remove her brain and upper spinal stem and place
you
it
You want to lobotomize her?
No, not kill her. And no, of course not. That's inhumane.
This
no,
is getting
I'm saying
out of
temporarily,
control,
temporarily hey! Remove her nervous system yeah. and put it into some sort of some saline gel.
We could preserve. Actually
like Cairo freezer,
and she can experience oblivion essentially. For
but you
want to
kill her?
Period. No, I do not want to kill her.
It sounds like death.
No. I want her to experience sort of like an advanced version of a sensory deprivation tank. For
right. It's
a
like when you're
time.
Asleep. It's like you know when you get anesthesia.
Right. And the beauty of this,
and you disappear.
And that's the thing. Is the beauty of this is that. It's so esoteric, that experience, that it could actually just take place for like an hour, and for her, it would feel like an eternity.
Mm. Right. Okay. Yeah. And do you have someone in mind to do that procedure?
Do you know someone? I'd have to, I'd have to check out some Yelp reviews.
I'm going
to
step forward here as the adult in the room, and I'm going to say, I admonish you. You guys are violent.
You cannot admonish me.
What I'm saying is let's leave it up to the authorities. You know what? No, let's leave it up to Twitch.
Well, it's not. Apparently, that's not going
to
cut it.
Let's leave it up to the authorities.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there it is. Saeed, we support you. We see
yeah, man.
You.
That was
we
fucked
hear
up.
You. And you dropped this crown, King.
We can do that in post.
Can you add that in post, love? Can you add a little crown to his hand?
I'll add something else. Mystery. A mystery thing on Ethan's hand.
Oh! Ho, ho.
You dropped this.
That's exciting.
King. Here, I'll do like over here. You dropped this, King. Well, that's all we got here today for you on this story with Saeed, Nina, and Zoe. Let us know, you know, are you pro or against sexual assault? Let us know what you think in the comments.
Well,
that's what Philly does.
The way he approaches it is a little
whose side are you
more
on?
Tactful. Well, I just
no. Whose side are you on? Are you
I'm on your side.
Are you on
Saeed's
side or Nina's side?
I am on Saeed's side.
Okay.
I am fully on Saeed's side.
Record. But I just want to sit on the fence.
Okay. Well, fair enough. It's worked for Phil.
All right. Guys, we obey the law here always. We are a lawful nation. We believe in lawful nations. We are citizens who agree to the social contract that we
that's
participate
right.
in.
Right.
Yes. And, well, that's all I got to say about that. So, thanks for watching. This has been a VOD VOD, Video On Demand Experience. See you next time, folks.
Okay. Great.